Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The economic freedom rankings of the world are in for the year 2020. Now, those that are confused, 2022, it takes a couple of years for them to crunch the numbers, get the studies. Basically, the Fraser Institute here, which we're going to get into. Captain, you brought this up tonight.
I
didn't even know it had happened. I do enjoy hearing about these numbers when they come out. We've been covering them for years here on Free Talk Live. And it's been a long time since the United States has been in the top five, if I recall correctly. It's dropped another position to number 7 on this particular chart, but we'll get a little deeper into that. But essentially, it takes some time because this is a study, it's what they call a meta study. So it's a study that looks at other studies' data. So they gather data from all around the planet. They gather all kinds of different categories that they look at, different areas of economic freedom, everything from property rights to, you know, how bad are the courts and, you know, how do they affect the marketplace. Just all kinds of different calculations go into play. They usually publish like a 400-page long PDF that you can dig through. Obviously, we're just going to scrape the surface of it here and look at what has changed, what has happened, how did COVID affect some of these numbers. I mean, we saw in 2020, the entire world, it seemed like, was coming together in total tyranny, enacting very similar restrictions, no matter how bad or how supposedly tyrannical the country it was, whether it be the U.S., which is purportedly more free than the rest of the world. We saw the similar restrictions from the same exact playbook being implemented all over the place, and as a result, economic freedom of the world is down. Everything in the top 40 is down from where they were previously. Their scores are down from just the year prior to that.
So no surprise to like people like us.
No, we figured it was coming.
Wasn't there a couple of countries that didn't enact all of the just absolute, you know, tyrannical police state?
There were.
Yeah, like, what, Sweden and...
Belarus.
Belarus, right.
Belarus.
Wasn't there, like, was it the Netherlands or...
So I'm wondering
Belarus
if that...
did go up. I'm looking here. They're number 83, so, you know, they're not great, but they're up. Whatever they were last year, probably a point or two or something like that. Captain, lead us into this story here. What's going on?
You've sort of touched on a lot of the lead into this, but I'm just going to jump in a couple paragraphs down. This is from AIER.org, if you want to go look it up yourself. Many will be surprised that the United States is not at the top of the list of most free countries. In 2020, the U.S. was 7th behind Hong Kong, Singapore, Switzerland, New Zealand, Denmark, and Australia. And while 7th in the world is nothing to sneeze at, the U.S. trajectory has been downward for quite some time, if only moderately so. In 1980 and 1990, the U.S. was the 2nd economically freest nation in the world. In 2000, it was 3rd. In 2010 and 2015, it was 5th and 6th. And by 2020, it was 7th. But that only tells part of the story. When we look at rankings, or ratings rather than rankings, that's when things get interesting. While the United States has been kicking around in the top 10, even if falling, for decades, it is not doing all that well when compared to itself over time.
Indeed, right, because if there's a race to the bottom, then something's always going to be number one, but number one can also be getting less free over time.
Right. We want to look
suddenly
at,
reminded of currencies.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. We want to look at how the U.S. is doing compared to itself and how fast is that decline
coming
in.
Right. And they give a score of up to 10 points, 10 being the maximum level of economic freedom.
The U.S.'s cumulative rating is 7.97, and that's considerably lower than its 1980 rating of 8.34. Digging into the recent data,
1980.
The United States dropped in rank across all five indexed categories from 2019 to 2020. The most significant changes have been in the size of government and regulation categories, where the United States fell 7.32 to 6.79 and 8.68 to 8.11, respectively.
So half
most
a
categories,
point,
roughly
in each category.
Both measures directly reflect the COVID era's unprecedented expansion of government as federal spending was unleashed from any semblance of fiscal constraint and draconian regulatory intrusions on daily economic life reached every single American. In short, and to me this is the most damning sentence, the United States finished 2020 less economically free than we were at the tail end of the Carter administration.
Mm.
So, yeah, 1980, I was at 42 years ago?
Yeah, years ago.
So we're less economically free now
than
then, according to this meta-study in the Fraser Institute. In the time since COVID, these problems have only continued to compound. The United States appears to be entering the same economic malaise of bloated bureaucracy, excessive taxation, and spiraling inflation that typified the Carter years. Back then, we had to wait in line, sometimes for hours, just to buy gas.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have rolling blackouts, energy crises in some states, impending electric vehicle mandates, perpetual budget-busting deficits that were unheard of even 2 decades ago, and yes, a return of inflation that tops 8% for the year.
Yeah, $30 trillion national debt now. I bet you that was, you know, not even a trillion in 1980. I'd have to go pull up the chart. I'll find that out for you.
Perhaps the most telling fact of all is that our elected officials and policymakers haven't a clue on how to reverse these trends. Indeed, they're still feeding them. So where is all this going? Well, 2021 is a full year of COVID lockdowns, so you can pretty well bet that that data will be worse. We will know then, though, if 2022 shows a reversal of the decline, assuming that the present trends do not continue to compound the problem that the COVID lockdowns started. The real question now is whether we have learned any lessons about economic freedom in the lockdowns. These new data points provide us an unwelcome warning of what happens when the power of government becomes unmoored from any restraint. But the trend may yet be reversible.
I was picking a number, and I said less than a trillion dollars. It was $908 billion in national debt in 1980. It's now over $30 trillion.
Yeah.
So you,
that's insane.
The article there was saying they don't know how to reverse this?
Well.
Oh, they know.
They're unwilling, apparently. Yeah.
Now, that would be
Or they just go,
I don't know so unfree. I just don't know how to make us more free.
Elect me for another 4 years, and I will look into it.
Mm-hmm.
I will put a committee together, and don't worry, I will only tax you through printing more money to put my committee together to discover why we have become less economically free.
Oh, we figured out how to do it. We think we know how to become more economically free.
Print more money?
We're going to need to raise taxes a little bit in order to implement this program to reduce the level of economic imposition that we put on you.
By the way, they don't increase taxes. That's too unpopular. They just print more money, which does the exact same thing.
Let's just go through the top 10 here. It's always fun to see where these countries are ranked. And again, all of the top 10, quote-unquote, most free countries on the planet, according to the Fraser Institute, every single one of them has reduced its score. So even though Hong Kong is still number one, amazingly, even with the China takeover in Hong Kong, I mean, it's not a personally free place, but apparently they've still kept some of the economic freedom there. Remember, they're not ranking your freedom to speak here. That's not considered an economic freedom. So, I mean, Hong Kong would not do very well on some personal freedoms, I'm sure.
Right.
But as far as, like, you know, starting your own business,
right,
it's probably still pretty easy there. So Hong Kong ranking in at number one, followed by Singapore. As long as we've been looking at these lists, as long as I can remember for, you know, the last, I don't know, 15 years or whatever since we found out about it, it's been Hong Kong and Singapore at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
So very consistently economically free places. Again, Singapore also not known for its personal freedoms. You know, you can't even chew gum in the streets there without having a cop whip you publicly or something ridiculous like that. Switzerland at number three. Number four, New Zealand. Again, not a lot of personal freedoms in New Zealand. You don't have the right to bear arms, and they certainly were one of the worst crackdowns during COVID as far as your freedom to move about.
Agreed.
Oh, come on. They were better than Australia.
They're coming up. Number five on the list, Denmark. And number six, Australia. So Australia has actually passed the United States. The U.S. was number 6 previously, and now it's moved down to number 7. Australia now up to number 6. Again, all of these scores are down. There's red arrows next to every single one of these. Estonia at number 8 is the most successful of the former Soviet states. Estonia has done excessively well compared to the other former Soviet states. And then you got also the pronunciation Mauritius, I think is how you pronounce that one. That is number 9. And then finally rounding it out, number 10, Ireland up there.
Oh.
You can join us here. We'll go to the bottom of the list coming up here in a few moments just to see who is scraping the bottom of the barrel in the economic freedom rankings. There's more coming up.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. We're talking about the Economic Freedom Index of the World as published by the Fraser Institute. Numbers are almost completely down all around the planet. There are a few exceptions.
How did that happen?
The COVID thing. And we're not even talking about personal freedom here, by the way. I did dig around a little bit, because I know there have been indexes that have looked at personal freedom. In fact, Fraser has done what they've called the Human Freedom Index, but the last one I can find was published in 2020, so that means those numbers are from 2018, so they're not looking at COVID. But even then, the United States, on the personal freedom rankings by Fraser Institute, was at number 17.
Mm.
So imagine how bad it is now. If it can't even beat, the U.S. couldn't even beat in 2018, basically. Couldn't even beat Hong Kong. Hong Kong at number 3 back in 2018. Again, it's been getting progressively worse there, but that's what we're getting into here tonight is the economic freedom rankings of the world. We looked at the top 10 where the United States has dropped. All of them have dropped in their overall scores, but the U.S. had dropped from number 6 to number 7.
Because government grounded the earth.
And you said that, and you said we went back to our rating in the Carter administration?
Yes.
Because I always think of the 80s as, like, when America really got rich.
Really?
Because, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, as far as the recent era goes, I mean, that was, you know, everyone was about business and money and the stocks. And, oh, we're going back to before then.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
I mean, the only thing I really remember being, you know, of abundance and available everywhere in the 80s was cocaine. It seemed to be.
Well, if you're like, super rich, because you know,
it helps
that,
you
right?
do more business.
I mean, you know, just being into rock and roll and that kind of thing, like, that was the drug that sort of overtook the rock and roll, what do you want to call it, subculture.
It was notorious within the radio industry as well that the record promoters would come in and do cocaine with the program directors to get their records on the air, basically. That was,
wow.
That was a thing back then. So we're looking at the bottom part of the list because, you know, if we look at the top 10, we might as well look at the lower 10. Now, it is important to point out here that this isn't a complete list because there's certain places where you just cannot get numbers. So North Korea, for instance, is a complete status hellhole. They are not very public with anything there, and even if they did put out numbers, you couldn't trust them because it would be the government's numbers.
Right, yeah.
So
you
what's the,
can trust us. What's we the, wouldn't ever lie about ourselves. Also, Kim Jong-un does not possess an anus because he is just a superior person.
Okay, he doesn't poop.
Exactly.
What's the micronation on the platform outside of the...
Sealand.
Yeah. I bet you they're pretty economically free.
Yeah, because there's like one guy that lives there.
Economic rating, 10 out of 10.
Yeah. And actually, that is something else they don't do, is they don't rate countries under a certain population. So I've heard, for instance, Liechtenstein has gotten a lot of publicity in the libertarian circles for having a relatively libertarian prince or something like that. And that it's
not just relatively libertarian. So their monarch at this point was voted down in his attempt to allow individual cities to secede from Liechtenstein if they felt like it. They're like, no, we need whole counties or their equivalent of counties. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it has to be an entire region if we're going to secede. We can't just have a single city secede from the country.
But
so he was too libertarian for his own people.
Wow. But they're too small to get onto this list. So that said, with that caveat, looking at the bottom 10 here, do y'all want to take a guess if you haven't checked?
All right. I have not, so I will not
take
guess.
Take a guess at the bottom country, the least free economically of
North
all.
Korea.
Again, that one's not on the list because you cannot get numbers from North Korea. So you have to consider that. What can you get numbers from?
China?
China is not at the bottom of the list. China's at number 116 out of 165. So who is at 165? It's not in Asia.
I give up.
It's not in Asia.
It's not in Africa.
It's not in Africa.
I've whittled it down pretty far here.
That does whittle it down. Venezuela.
Correct. Venezuela chalking it up here at number 165 with a score that's up from last year. So Venezuela is actually was number...
Wait, they're at the bottom, but their score is up?
Their score is up. In fact, up significantly, up from 2.83 in the previous year to 3.32, so up a half a
Is that because they adopted Bitcoin?
Point. I think it's actually... They did not do that. I think it is because...
Wait, who did?
That's El Salvador.
Damn it.
But in Venezuela, I think the reason why it's up is because the government there finally started allowing people to use dollars. Previously, it had been a prohibition. You could not use dollars openly in any way, shape, or form.
People still did,
right.
but now
they can advertise it. Now they can advertise prices in dollars. They can knowingly accept dollars. They still can't put it in their bank account, but they can at least legally do that. I think that was the government basically kind of said, all right, we're just going to look the other way about this. Have at it. And then that essentially allowing the country to dollarize in that way has stabilized some of the insanity that has been going on there because of...
Just like Levi's denim jeans were outlawed in the old Soviet Union before the collapse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you used to be able to, like, go buy Levi's jeans, and if you had a person over in the Soviet Union, you could ship them over there. You could ship your pants over there. And then...
Thanks for the enunciation.
Yeah, and then... They would sell them at a significant profit, and you could have yourself a little gray market business.
Wow. Yeah, I remember a TV commercial that was all about the fact that you could sell one pair of jeans and get a car there in Prague, I think it was.
Yeah, so they were illegal, but people still bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after Venezuela, we have Sudan, which is also up from last year. Zimbabwe, down. Syrian Arab Republic at 162, down. Argentina, Libya, Argentina down, Libya up slightly. Iran is down, so Iran is in the bottom 10, along with the Congo, Algeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So there's the Republic of Congo, and apparently the Democratic Republic of Congo to round out the bottom.
I like the word. Wait, which one of those two is worse, real quick?
Congo, Republic of Congo at number 158, with the Democratic Republic of Congo at 156.
Dang.
Separated by about a third of a point.
That's rough, because usually, you know, Democratic Republic and People's Republic are all, you know, code for socialism. Yeah. But, like, wow, you are doing worse than the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yes, they are. Just as far as words go, I like the word Zimbabwe. It just sings to me. I just like to say Zimbabwe.
I am a billionaire in Zimbabwe.
Oh, yes. Ooh, only a billionaire?
It's true.
Bro, you got to get yourself a $1 trillion note.
Yeah, I'll send you an email about that. I also like the word Libya because it's pretty close to labia.
I see.
So if you want to join the show here, let's go to your phone call. Sarah does, number 603-283-6160. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes. I believe that Iran is a communist country. It's obvious to me because they're launching out drone bombs.
I'm sorry, what country, Sarah?
Iran.
Iran. Oh.
So aren't you a communist? And so if you are, shouldn't you want to move there?
Or lunch drone?
Hold on. Why is it obvious to you that Iran is a communist country?
Okay, because they were socialist for a while. They had a nationalized oil. They got rid of that prince. I think he skipped. He went to. Well, he came to the United States.
So you're saying once a socialist, always a socialist.
So.
Well, again, it's proof then. If that's true, I don't know if it's true, Sarah, that they are a socialist country. I don't think they have advertised that in any way, shape, or form. But if it is true, they're in the bottom 10 countries of the world in economic freedom. That means life really sucks to live under socialist. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in a moment. You can join us at 603-283-6160. Coming up, the education of America's...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You
USA Radio News.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced. It'll take place Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey in London. The UK's longest-serving sovereign died Thursday at her summer residence in Scotland. Her eldest son was officially proclaimed the new British monarch. King Charles III officially ascended upon the death of his mother. Ukrainian forces are claiming their first significant battlefield success in months as Russia announced it was pulling back its forces from two areas in the Kharkiv region. An auto parts plant in Kokomo, Indiana is on strike. Members of the UAW at the Stellantis casting plant are citing health and safety concerns as the cause of the strike. They make parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen singer R. Kelly has rested in his federal trial. He's accused of fixing his 2008 state trial. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here and you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. You don't have to talk about the economic freedom of the world, which is in pretty bad shape compared to what it was the previous year was studied. The last year was studied was 2019. The numbers are now out for 2020 in the Fraser Institute study. I hope they bring back the personal freedom study as well. It doesn't seem like they've done that for the last couple of years. It would be nice to see some updated numbers there. But we do enjoy talking about this stuff when they come around. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Unfortunately, with the educational level that America's youth appear to be achieving, it doesn't look very bright for the future of any kind of freedom here in the U.S. Somebody posted a video to Twitter today, and I want to give credit to the, because these things kind of get posted and reposted, but I want to give credit to the original content producer, which is a YouTube channel called Fleckas Talks, F-L-E-C-C-A-S, mm-hmm. Then the word talks. Fleckas Talks. They do a bunch of these. I'm only going to play like 2 minutes here. Yeah. It's man on the street interviews, in this case taking place in what appears to be Times Square. They're talking to New York. I don't know if it's Times Square, so you're going to talk to people from all over the planet, but they're talking to people from, you know, wherever. Mostly it looks like U.S. There's not any heavy accents or anything like that. And they're asking these young people who probably aren't any older than 20, 24 or 25 years old, probably more closer to 20. asking some of the most basic questions you could possibly ask a human being. Let me just jump into this audio here from Flecka's Talks.
From originally.
He's asking her a question. And I'm sorry.
I definitely don't know.
No, give me your best guess. I guess a country.
I'm sorry. I forget what the actual
question was.
The first question was there. I think it was from whom did the U.S.
Sorry,
that's why we're so give me your best guess. I guess a country.
What is the country again?
What is
the
country?
Do you know what country
again?
The Panama Canal is in?
That was it. Okay.
No.
If you had to guess, like, what do you think it sounds like? It's in. Guess a country.
Europe.
Yes. Do you know how many moons?
He says yes, by the way, to all of their answers. But wow.
Do you know how many moons the Earth has? Around how many, if you had to guess?
Around how many?
Two?
Yes. Do you know what time this is?
He's showing a clock that shows about, I think, 2:50 or something like that.
So there's actually a secret moon on the other side of the moon. And just like you've never seen the dark side of the moon where the moon base is, you haven't seen Earth's other moon.
Actually, there's only one moon. The other one's the Death Star that the Empire's building.
You mean that's no moon?
That's no moon.
It's a space station!
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45.
He gets it wrong. He's looking at a clock that with the hands on it, and the guy's showing him a time.
Analog.
And he's asking him, what time is this showing? And he just gets it wrong. Going on.
2:45.
Yes. Do you know what country the Great Wall of China is in?
Country?
Yeah. If you had to guess.
Japanese?
Yes.
It's in the country of Japanese. That's a fact.
No.
Great Wall of China, located in the country of Japanese.
I mean, Ian, what's a country?
They don't know. These people do not know.
Then again, what is a country?
Well, it is an idea. That is certainly certainly true. Now you're going way beyond what is an
abstract human construct.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what the third month of each year is?
Ain't that leap year or something?
Yeah. Do you know what 15% of 100 is?
Even he has trouble saying yes. That's the one time that he has trouble saying yes.
It is brutal watching and listening.
Yeah. Do you know what 15% of 100 is? Around what it is, if you had to guess.
Probably like 75. I don't know.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, right.
Yes. Can you name all the months?
September, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August.
Yes. Do you know what 7 + 7 + 7
okay,
is?
Before I go on with this, I watch probably at least a half an hour of these videos.
Oh, you poor bastard.
The
they
show
never
tonight.
Get better, do they?
No, way to sacrifice yourself for the sake of the show and show prep.
And that person isn't the only person who begins, because he asks a lot of the same questions in some of these videos, who begins counting months with some random month. Not starting with January, but starting
with
May.
My guess would be that that's whichever month it was that they were being asked.
Or maybe when they were born or something like that. It's just bizarre.
What are numbers, man?
things that we use to figure out the world. Math is kind of important to figuring that stuff out.
Yes. Do you know what 7 + 7 + 7 is?
Speaking of numbers.
28. No, I'm bugging. 14 + 7. I don't know.
What do we call a shape with five sides?
So close. You were so close.
He was wearing a mask, by the way, that one.
Call it a shape with five sides.
Is it an octagon? Wait, that's six.
She's trying.
That's this eight. One. Octagon is eight.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. And moving on.
Is it a stop sign?
Is it a stop sign?
Yeah.
Almost.
And
those are hexagons, but, you know.
As I said, there are many videos like this on the Flecka's Talks channel. Now, clearly, they're probably going to edit out the people that get the questions right. We understand that this is,
okay, but
to some extent, entertainment, but it's real. Like, these are real people on the streets that really don't
know.
I've
seen worse than this.
I would just like
to
remind our listeners that the number of high school graduates who are functionally illiterate is 20%. So one in five.
Right.
One in five people who graduate from high school.
One of these people in one of these videos is literally wearing a graduation gown.
You know,
another one claims they graduated from college.
If I didn't know better, I would say that someone, somewhere, put the job of educating people in the hands of someone else who gets more money by educating people less.
I don't know if that's
what
their intention
is. That would be insane.
I mean, I don't know if that's their intention.
Hmm?
Do you think? I don't believe that the teachers, most of them at the school, are intending to fail at education.
No, but they're following the authority, right?
Yes.
They're just going, oh, well, the school board says that we must implement this particular curriculum and get our scores up from where they were last year, otherwise we'll get less money, and so we got to do these things. And the net result, though, is dumber people.
Yeah, I mean, even so, number one, you honestly just don't get the very best people when it comes to public education, especially. Number two, even those people absolutely are hamstrung at the prospect of educating people.
Right, by the system.
Exactly. Yeah. So even if you did get the best people trying to educate people, there's no way they can do it when their curriculum is determined by a system that gets rewarded for failure. Because
they get paid more. The system brings in more money if they can say they are failing.
Right. Exactly. The
incentives are wrong.
Yes. Right. The Department of Education gets more government support when it says, oh, no, we're not keeping up with XYZ country. Then they get more money.
Mm-hmm. And they keep doing that over and over and over again, and the results never go up.
And there's no way to incentivize them differently beyond changing the system somehow. You cannot, by simply saying, oh, I want to go somewhere else, I'll take my business somewhere else. You could do that. In most states, you are allowed to take your kids out of government schools and homeschool them or send them to a private school or unschool them.
Without being considered a radical, you're not allowed to raise your own children.
Well, in some states, it's worse than others.
Yeah, that's true.
But you taking your kids out of the school, it's the best thing you can do to help them be educated in a manner that's not going to turn them into this.
Yeah, you want your kids to succeed, get them the heck out of public school.
But what it will not do is it will not change how the schools operate at all. They don't care. If you leave the school, it may mean a slightly smaller budget for them, but they'll just lobby for more money.
So, yeah, it's run for the convenience of the faculty, not for the edification of the students.
There's one other thing. I'm not going to play any more audio from this, but there was one other question they didn't ask in this one, but I heard it in some of the other videos. How many dimes are there in a dollar? And I want to talk about the lack of awareness that young people have about this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but maybe enough time for you to call in now. You want to comment on the complete ignorance of some people in the U.S., and certainly videos like this have existed for some time.
Sure.
And there's always going to be in any group of people some pretty clueless folks, but man, I mean, the stunning level of ignorance that people can't even answer questions. Like, we were just listening to some during the break from this Flacca's Talks channel on YouTube. Cannot even answer basic questions such as, what are the three countries in North America? I mean, some people could not even answer which country in which or whatever they are currently standing, right? Like, now, right. Again, we all understand that countries are ideas, nation states are a terrible idea, and they need to go away. We're just talking about people who got out of government school within the last 5 years, so they should have at the very least learned some of these basic things. Now, most of them could answer who is the president. They did get that. They got Biden. But they couldn't answer who the vice president was. And look, I don't blame somebody for not paying attention to politics. Don't blame somebody
at all. So that's only what they want you to think, man. The Biden's president?
Oh, you mean there's somebody... the puppet masters behind the scenes. I get what you're saying.
Well, also, you know, there's a significant portion of this country that does not consider that man to be president.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
They didn't talk to those people, I guess, for these videos. These are shot in,
like,
in New York City, Times Square, so you're less likely to encounter people like that.
That's a fact.
But there was one question that they did bring up that wasn't in the 2 minutes that I played, but there was one that kept coming up in some of the other videos, and it was asking these young people how many dimes are in a dollar. And, of course, they didn't get the question right. They could not comprehend. The various answers were ridiculous and quite entertaining. But it really kind of brought up something that was...
About $100.
I think somebody actually did say that one, or 100 was the answer to one person. But it brought up what I thought was a really interesting point, that the guy from Goldback, there was a gentleman who was in New Hampshire a couple months ago at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was one of the guys that came from Utah to rep the Goldback, which is, for listeners that don't know, an actual spendable form of gold.
It is
a beautiful currency that allows you to spend as small of a denomination as 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. So roughly they go for about $4 on the market right now. So you've never
been able. I think it's going to replace silver in the future.
You've never been able to do this before.
I mean, the reason that silver caught on as sort of the everyday currency is because of the difficulty of dividing gold into small enough quantities that you can actually use it for everyday purchases.
Yeah. Until now. Yeah, and so the Goldback is an amazing product, and I'm so glad they came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They actually gave him a full speeching, you know, speechifying thing on the stage. So he had a 50-minute slot, and he got up there and he talked about the Goldback and, you know, monetary freedom. And there was one really interesting point that he made about. Now, look, he's not against crypto. In fact, it was a very positive towards crypto generally speech. I think he agrees that crypto and Goldbacks can work well together. They're kind of complementary in a lot of ways. But there was one critique that he had I thought was really interesting of things like crypto or credit cards and debit cards, this sort of cashless society concept that a lot of these young people have been brought up in this world where many of them may not know how many dimes there are in a dollar because they've never used them. Right, they have zero experience with this, and so the point he was making is
dimes, man. You can't get a dime for a dollar. That'll cost you at least
If my math is correct, it costs you $10 to buy a dime.
Yeah. And Bonnie actually pointed out that apparently the word dime is also slang for a pretty person, right? So, like, they're a dime, meaning they're a 10.
Right, yeah.
So that might have also confused them.
Also, there was the term meaning that you were going to call the cops on somebody, drop a dime.
They probably wouldn't know that one, though. That's an older slang. So, anyway, the point that he was making, one of the points in his speech was having these electronic forms of currency where you just put a card in a box on a counter and then you get food.
Mm-hmm.
To a child, it looks like magic,
right?
Like, oh, that's what you do to get food. That's what you do to buy things at the store. You just get things for putting this card in the box. And if you don't actually have something physically leave your possession, whether it be cash or Goldbacks or silver or whatever it is we're talking about, something you're trading, then you don't have that association with loss. Right. With number go down. Yeah, of course, the number in your bank account is going to go down when you use the debit card or whatever, but that you don't have the physicality of that action to back it up.
Like, when I hand you this 20, I can't hand this 20 to anyone else.
That's right.
But if I use this card, I can use this card for anyone else.
Correct.
Yeah, no, even the reason that they use chips for poker is because even just having these little plastic things make people think of it in different terms than they do than if they were spending actual dollars and cents at the tables. So, I mean, when you take that even one further removed step, where it's not even a symbol of the symbol of value that's leaving your hand, I mean, no wonder people are so profoundly reckless.
Yep.
And especially right now where personal credit, like credit card debt, is at an all-time high.
Yeah, and no wonder these people can't, as you say, they're reckless, so they can't even get out of their parents' house, right? They don't have any financial intelligence whatsoever. Let's go to Olivia. She's on the line in Arizona. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hi. So I was... I knew a teacher in Yuma, Arizona, who explained one reason why so many people fail but still pass. They would encourage their students to do their classwork, and there was a large, more than a few, I wouldn't say all of them, but more than a few that would say, well, it's not worth my time to do your assignments all year because I can just take summer school and have full credit for your whole course by passing a few easy assignments in a month. So, no, I'm going to hang out with my friends and have fun. And it definitely took that teacher down a few notches. definitely disincentivized some trying hard on that class.
Yeah, and what does that say about the school system, right? Because the school system is the one providing this, you know, method that the children can just go, oh, well, if I just do this, it all works out. Why don't I take the easy way out?
The other problem, too, is that we provide so much theoretical knowledge without showing the practicality of it. I remember struggling with chemistry constantly because it was the draw the little molecule and how the molecule fits together. And I'm like, yeah, I do not understand this. Like, I get it's very abstract. You know, it was one thing when they'd actually have us do an experiment, but to just sit there every day and try to memorize stuff, it was so abstract. and try to fit it with the experiment. There was like this gap there. Here's what happens in real time, and here's what it looks like under an electron microscope, but how do you synthesize those two things together? It was very difficult. I would say
this is by design. I mean, it's similar to the captain's comment on I think, government in general, but, like, if you see a system that always has the same output, then you might think that it was designed for that output. Now, we see this system of education, and what does it do? It makes people hate knowing things.
Yes.
It makes people hate learning.
When I was in school, being dumb was cool, right? Remember
right.
that?
Right. Yeah. Being dumb is cool, and like, actually knowing things, like, the process of learning is a naturally enjoyable process. Sure, there's some difficulty, but, like, when you get it, there is a natural dopamine rush, mm-hmm. and it is difficult to overcome that, but you can, given enough repetition, Pavlovian style, you can train people that every time they learn a thing, they associate it with this horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the education system does. I mean,
yep.
chemistry's cool. You could be having them, like, mix beakers and, like, oh, look, it does this, and oh, look, it does that, and, like, get them involved in, like, why this would be worth knowing. But instead, we're going to have you draw diagrams and take bubble tests.
I mean, there's a reason that this teacher told me their students were always begging, hey, let me go to shop class, let me go to auto shop, let me go to wood shop, let me go to a, you know, French class. Whatever, it was, they could see a payoff at the end versus mm-hmm. here's, make a poster about the Revolutionary War for the 12th time in a row, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
12th year in a row, I should say.
Olivia, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate your input on this. I want to mention John Taylor Gatto, who
please do. Yes.
Deserves mention in any conversation about government schools. He's one of the people who really revealed the kind of the history of the government indoctrination system, which is what they call a Prussian school system, and it really was designed to inculcate people with obedience to the state and without question to become essentially these thoughtless worker drones who
yep.
can do a little bit of math and they can read and, you know, they can get the job done.
They wanted right? soldiers, yep. they wanted factory workers, and they wanted people to inspire them to do the fighting and the building of the factories, which at that time was ministers.
So, yeah, I don't think that most of the teachers understand the history of it. They don't realize the system they're a part of.
Dumbing Us Down, John Taylor Gatto, the name of one of his best books.
Check him out. And check out these guys. They're going to come back in about a half hour over at watch.freetalklive.com. For Beard Talk Live in just a few minutes from now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.